sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Magical.
Oh. He's awesome.
We're all enjoying that. Vinny, you like that one, huh?
Love it.
Yeah, Benson Boone. Good vibes and variety. Alice 97.3. Oh, Friday. How you doing?
How you doing,
Friday? It's Friday. Today is also, not to bring the party down here on the Alice, but
Then don't.
I have to. Today's the final day for this go round on the Disneyland tickets.
Oh, all right.
And we have Disneyland tickets all the time. Don't fret.
Good things can't last forever.
No, but they can come back. Don't worry. And we'll have new stuff next week, all kinds of fun stuff for next week's show.
Big stuff next week.
Yeah, sure do. It's particularly good. Disneyland tickets right now, though. Let's do this. The word is parade. This hour's code word is parade. P-A-R-A-D-E. Text the word parade to our contest line, 20357. And that's it. You're entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Parade. Text it to our contest line, 20357. Not only will you be entered for the 4-pack of tickets, you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation. Including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
Want that.
This hour's code word is parade. Next hour, there'll be another code word all through the day, right up until 6:05 on the fives every hour today. But this is the last day. So, Disney fans, red alert, red alert. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Every time I think about my hot tub, I just go to that place that I know I will be in later today. You can save big right now on a hot spring spa, a Tylo sauna, or even a cold plunge, which is nice. If you could have a hot tub and a cold plunge, like that would be, that's living right there. That's living. Everything you need to relax, recharge, and make the most of the final days of summer. For more info, visit creativeenergy.com. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi. 11 and John Bon Jovi's kid.
Right.
Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake. What is it again? I forget what it was. Is it
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, I know, but you were saying, like, is it Brown Jovi? Jake Bon Jovi?
Oh,
something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, their couple name?
Yeah. Yes. Millie Brown Jovi.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. And her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, are now parents.
What?
Yes.
No!
Yes. Did you know she was pregnant?
No.
No.
It's because she wasn't.
Oh, they adopted.
They adopted. They didn't have a surrogate with their own. They didn't do the embryo and have a surrogate. They adopted a baby. They announced the news yesterday after they were seen pushing a stroller in the Hamptons. On Tuesday, the Hamptons. Aren't they having a massive storm back east right now?
Massive.
Yeah. Well, I guess it wasn't happening on Tuesdays, or maybe the Hamptons are not subject to Hurricane Emma.
Well, you know how Aaron, those things, it's weird. They hit, they move out to sea, they come back.
Yeah.
It's bounce
up the coast.
If you live on the East Coast, you follow the course of that
you
thing
do.
So you know.
My mom sends me those radar shots mm-hmm. all the time. Oh, look, we almost, this one just missed us.
Yep.
Don't worry about this one. They released a joint statement saying, the Brown Jovies did, saying, this summer, we welcomed our sweet baby girl through adoption. We are beyond excited to embark on this beautiful next chapter of parenthood in both peace and privacy.
Why? Why would they do that?
Why would they adopt?
Yeah. They're 21 years old.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
People have their reasons.
Yeah. But plenty of people. I grew up with a young lady. Like she lived down the street from me and I knew her my whole life. She said, I'm going to be a mom as soon as possible.
Mm.
I want to be a mom. And I used to think, that's crazy. How can you think about that? We're 12. Like,
mm.
You know,
going to be possible really soon, if not already.
It's just it was how she thought about, you know, her life and what she wanted to be. And and then she became that. And she is truly awesome. Like, she now, her kids are grown, and she posts about them. Like, me and my girl is how she hashtags everything when she goes out with her daughter and they go see, you know, Broadway shows together. And she loved it from before and has lived up to that sort of billing as a great mom.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Some people are
into it.
Wrong with that.
No,
did
it sound like I was making? Okay.
No, nothing at all. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, maybe part of what, because they are, let's see, Millie Bobby Brown Jovi is 21 and Jake Brown Jovi is 23. They've been married for a little over a year, since May of 2024. I don't have name or photos of the baby or anything yet, but adopting, okay. A lot of people, isn't that lovely to be able to open up your home to someone else?
Oh, it's not about the adoption. I just, like, why not wait?
I agree with you.
You barely even know who you are at 21.
I agree with you in that.
Try telling that to a 21-year-old.
Your brain
though.
Is still literally growing for like 4 more years at 21. I'm not saying they're going to be bad parents. I'm sure they'll be wonderful parents.
Sure.
But I would guess that you'll be better parents if you wait.
Well, I would have, you know, if it's up to me, and it's not, I would have also said, don't get married yet. You two you're in your 20s.
No rush.
You can be together without being married. You don't need, you know, it sanctioned by the government.
You can always get divorced.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have to keep
the kid. I get your instinct, and my instinct would go one step farther. Not only should you not have kids, you shouldn't even marry. But we don't get to be in charge, and they've got a ton of dough and Bon Jovi backing.
They do have Bon Jovi backing. I don't know what the boy is worth. Although he's done some acting. I actually saw him in something, but I have her net worth here. Do you want to take a guess?
$25 million.
She's been in Stranger Things, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. She was in that Damsel movie, which I actually really liked.
She's a Netflix movie star.
Yeah, and Enola Holmes films.
First of her kind. She crushes it. I watch all her movies, even though they're, you know, for a younger audience because she's 21.
You say 25 mil, Vin?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Who, the kid?
Him? No, her.
Oh.
How much is Millie Bobby Brown
like
worth?
Like 60.
60 mil.
I'll say 26 million.
You rat.
Vinny gets that point. She's worth, they're saying her net worth is estimated at about $14 million, which for the second Enola, I believe for the second Enola Holmes film, she made $10 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is it only 14? She made $10 million on one movie.
Well, half of that goes to taxes. Another percentage of it goes to her agent. Like,
and
she's
manager,
and promotions team and publicity. Like, it's $10 million ain't what it used to be. But $14 million feels really low to me.
It hasn't had time to grow in
That's
the stock
true.
Market.
Yep.
Like, when we do some of these other people, that money's been...
It's like Stifler.
Yes, exactly.
Like he's got all this money, you know, and they were talking about how much of it is invested. Yeah.
Well, I hope that they are people who know themselves well enough that they are prepared to be parents, because there's no question most people in their 20s, everything is me and I. But I gotta, what about me? Mm. What about me? I can see that, and there's a kid going, too bad, you don't get to go out. I'm a kid.
They're not even consciously thinking that. They just know innately that you work for them.
I would have, you know, if it were up to me, I would have said, be a movie star for a while and don't worry about a kid.
Yeah. But again, try telling that to the 21-year-old who feels like I'm in charge of all this. And she did grow up. She probably grew up faster than a lot of people because she had to act like an adult.
Didn't you tell us that she's also got a huge animal farm?
I think she does have an animal farm. And I think that, and she also has a beauty and skincare line.
Florence by Mills.
That's right. And she's got some pretty major partnerships. Calvin Klein, Converse, Pandora.
She wrote a book,
Louis
too.
Vuitton.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a producer on the Enola Holmes and Damsel movie.
Oh, she'll keep making she wrote a
novel, 19 Steps. It came out in 2023. I feel like, okay, they're saying 14 mil, but that...
Well, Well, either
truly
way,
truly doesn't feel like enough.
There, congratulations on your new
baby
parenthood.
Right, and you're it's a girl, I believe. Yes, it's a little baby girl. I don't have a name or any photos, and she's certainly doing it young. But
I'm really grateful I waited because I was not capable of being unselfish at a young age.
Right. Well, you also needed to get your ass together.
That's like, true, but plenty of drunks make kids.
Yes.
But I'm just glad that I'm doing it at an age when I can absolutely, even though I don't want to sometimes, I find myself saying, I should be surfing. Why am I sitting here, you know, watching a soccer game, soccer practice?
Right.
But that's because I want to be there.
Yeah.
I can do that
and
now.
You're the dad.
Right.
There is a rumor about the baby's initials, RWB, because it was on her phone case. It was displayed, and her late grandmother, Ruth, they think it might be a nod to that, so the baby's name might be Ruth.
Oh.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Such a cute name.
Well done. Breaking news.
Ruth Wendy Brown Jovi. Did you say it was RWB?
Yeah, RWB. Mm.
That story broke here.
Ruth, what a Bon Jovi.
Ah, You mean Brown Jovi.
Brown Jovi, yeah.
Apple TV just raised its monthly fee by 30%. It now costs $12.99 instead of just $9.99.
If you're an Apple person, you should get the package. Mm. You get the storage, you get the TV, you get all the stuff at once, and it's a lot cheaper than doing the a la carte.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. This is a price hike for new customers. Existing customers are going to, at least within the next 30 days, you won't have to worry about it, but it's coming for you. Apple's annual rate of $100, $99.99, will not change. Apple TV is expected to lose its Friday Night Baseball partnership with Major League Baseball, but on the upside, Ted Lasso is coming back for a fourth season, which is awesome. They also have, some big series, Severance, huge. The Morning Show, huge. I love The Morning Show. They've done well with the studio. That's the Seth Rogen one.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, obviously Ted Lasso. Shrinking. They've got some pretty good properties on there. And Apple TV Plus is still the only major streaming service without an ad-supported option. So with them cranking the rate to $12.99 a month, if you're not getting it through your Apple One subscription, it gets harder and harder to justify because, yes, there are some great things on there. And Apple TV is, I mean, just the controller is where we get all our streaming stuff. Like all the apps are on there. I don't know if that's like a whole separate thing. You just buy an Apple TV box and you can just use it for that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So you don't have to be subscribed to Apple TV Plus to get that, right?
I don't know if I pay for that or not. I don't think it comes with a box. I think you have to have an Apple ID and log in and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely have that Apple ID and log in when you get the box. So
yeah,
they get you.
Yeah, don't worry, they're gonna get your money.
I was reading an article, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't quote anything from it. But the we're seeing a rise right now in people stealing service from these companies. Because they've had it with all of the different, back to the a la carte thing. Well, yes, I have Hulu. And yes, I have Amazon Prime TV. And yes, I have Apple TV. And people are over it. And so I don't know if they're using the Fire Stick or I don't know how the kids hack stuff or cheat
there
stuff.
There are all kinds of little workarounds.
But the cheats are big right now because people have just had it with the all the different services. And even a place like us where we're truly not selling TV shows, but talk about them because it's entertainment and we're having conversation. But there's someone out there going
to them.
Sarah just said, I have to watch The Morning Show. Well, that's on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have Apple.
You got to have it.
And then she said, I need to watch Alien Earth. Well, that's on Hulu.
Yep.
So you got to have.
I know. I really hope that at some point they go piecemeal. Like, I would rather search for a show and find it on Hulu and say, yes, I'll pay $1.99 for that. Or I'm going to make the splash and do $4.99 for that. Because I really feel like in the end, I would pay less for television than owing them money with some, which, by the way, we've said it a million times. It is impossible to unsubscribe from some of these things. Like, it's a, you sign up for the free trial. It is criminal. I agree. In fact, it's so criminal, it went to court, and the judge went, nah, it's all right. That's okay. That was, remember, 2-3 months ago? There was an actual, like, ease of departure from a service act. And the guy went, nah, feels like that's a good way for them to make money off of you.
I don't remember that. I feel like I'd be more outraged.
Huh. You were outraged.
Oh, well, I am.
And as you should be.
Bob, how many TV services do you have? Or, and also, do you have cable?
No cable, but I got them all. Slowly but surely, they all got me. And I recommended a show on my Instagram the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Bob on the Waves. And
what show?
I don't remember. Oh. But but one of the listeners responded and was like, oh, I don't have that service. And I said, here's a pro tip. Everybody,
okay, gather, everyone gather in.
Listen,
in.
Oh, boy. Listen up. If there's a show you want to watch on a certain service, you pay for the service, you binge the show, and you cancel. And so you only have the services at the time where you're actually watching something. Don't let them rope you into something else. Wait until you hear
something. But it's hard to cancel.
They'll put those tiles in front of you. They're like, we think you'll like this. Don't listen to it. Just cancel it. Don't let them steal your money and go back when the show you like has a new season.
The boxes are always right. They always pick out stuff I want to watch.
Well, on some of, and if that's true, then keep that one. Like Netflix, I'm not, I have that.
I got a Netflix story for you.
Ah.
Why were we talking about horoscopes the other day?
Because you love them and believe very much that, oh, I think the story, I think it was a fast fact that they've looked at all the couples and there really is no two signs that are meant to be.
Right. Okay. Well, Netflix disagrees.
What?
And so now, I already thought that their recommendations were pretty arbitrary and just pushing the shows that they want me to watch. It looks like today, I went to my Netflix and I pulled it up and sure enough, there it is. They are launching a new feature called Your Zodiac Watch List. So if you are into horoscopes and you think you should watch things based on that, it feels super arbitrary. So I have them all. What are you, Vinny?
I am an Aries.
All right, let's go to Aries.
Me too.
Here. Oh, all the Aries.
Is that right?
Two yeah, birds, remember we celebrated stone. Our birthday together.
All right. Aries.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple days apart. Their number one pick for you is Squid Game. Love is Blind UK. Love is Blind Merkin.
That's for Aries?
This is for Aries.
They don't know me at all.
They say, loves chaos and competition. Building the band, Million Dollar Secret. These are their picks for you. Let me see what else I got here.
My wife and kids watch Building the Band. They've been enjoying that.
Culinary Class Wars. Final Draft.
I haven't watched a single one of these. Maybe that's
me
the
neither.
Thing.
Squid Game, The Challenge, Devil's Plan.
Is it cake? Is that on there?
No, I don't see that. I see The Mole. There's a lot of just game shows. What's yours?
I'm a Cancer.
Cancer. Cancers will cry if they want to.
Yeah.
That's what they say about you.
I do.
Sullivan's Crossing, Gilmore Girls, Ginny and Georgia, Grey's Anatomy, The Life List.
None of those.
Scorpio's me. Hold on.
Grey's Anatomy isn't bad, though.
Scorpio's Wednesday.
Now I'll look at you.
Something, the most popular show ever.
I know. Untamed, The Residence, Blacklist, Black Doves. Oh, Keira Knightley's in it. I've never heard of it.
Black Doves is so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely watch that.
You might be a Scorpio. Anyway, if you have Netflix, it's right there for you. It's called Your Zodiac. Hold on. What's it called? I can't remember. Zodiac Watch List. So I'm not going to go through. And by the way, apparently you can get this. All subscribers can see the suggestions for every sign. You don't have to give them any personal information. You don't have to tell them your birth date. Although they definitely have that and your social security number. They know everything about you.
Texter from the 510 says, we just wait until all the good shows have dropped and all the episodes are out. And then we pay for Apple TV, watch them all, then turn it back off. We end up paying for 3 months a year only, and they do the same with HBO.
And Apple's actually really easy to cancel because you can cancel it right on your phone. Yeah.
Oh,
in your settings.
There you go. Well, If you can easily cancel, that is the way to do it. But that it's exactly what happened to me. I got Hulu just so I could watch 11/22/63 or whatever the name of that one was. And I kept it. I was like, oh, that's, oh, and that, I heard someone talking about that. And we just started watching shows on it. I watch Hulu all the time. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
But I get my live TV from Hulu. That's where I have live TV on Hulu.
Local channels through Hulu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the local stuff.
You pay extra for that?
Yeah, it's a little bit more. Mm. But you also have like a lot more sports and stuff. It's connected with the ESPN app and all.
Oh, there's that. I got a couple things here. Speaking of Netflix, Happy Gilmore 2 has broken the Nielsen streaming record with 2.9 billion viewing minutes in the opening weekend. People love Adam Sandler. It was launched on July 25th. With that viewership, it set the record for the longest single week viewing total for a movie in the history of Nielsen's streaming of the top 10. Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, nabbed 2.2 billion minutes when it debuted in December of 2023. And I'm one of the people who watched that. I'm not surprised. But that was so, like, the first movie was so good and the second movie was excellent. I loved both of those.
I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. His weird accent that he puts on from, I don't know where, from maybe Louisiana or something like that. I
feel like Bon Temps.
You mean Bon Temps? Anyway, there's that. Congratulations, Adam Sandler. You continue to have hits. Nicolas Cage is in talks to do True Detective season 5.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of exciting. And let me see if there's anything else I can just...
Oh, come on, give us more than that.
Squeeze. No, that's it. What? He's in talks to do it. He's in talks. And that's the best I can do for you.
I liked the last season. I know that there are people who didn't, but I thought, there's some holes in it, sure.
I want to say I dropped off after the second one. I did watch that one, right? I forgot because it was Jodie Foster. That was great. Really good.
I've liked every season.
I've liked it too.
I dropped off the third one. I didn't care about it. Or maybe it was the second one.
It was the second one that you didn't like. That's the one with Vince Vaughn in LA or somewhere like that.
Yeah, Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams.
I didn't hate it. But it was a huge drop off from the first one, which was
marvelous, darling.
It was spectacular,
marvelous.
Don't you think?
It was groundbreaking. It changed television forever.
It did. It made television relevant. I actually can say you could put your finger on that show, that first season of True Detective, validated what was to come. On like it made TV as important as. Because it isn't even TV. It's just this streaming services. Like, it was, and it was movie stars playing TV roles. And it broke that wall down, too. Because movie stars are like, I'll totally, kidding me? It's on HBO? That'll be amazing. All right. I'm out of time, Vin. What's coming up in the Friday news?
Are you getting the wrist
point? I am. Getting the points and the wrist and the.
A fisherman gets his, and more after these.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You can check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. We've got video reels up there. Tons of pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily and links to all our personal profiles. Follow us.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening. I needed to mention this. I meant to bring it up first thing in the morning, and then we got going, and that was
it
that.
It happens. Mm-hmm.
Edwin sent me this. He's a guy who, he doesn't work for us, but he listens, but he makes all kinds of art for our show.
We actually post a lot of stuff from him. I think it's Wilkadoon is his handle on Instagram, which is just an anagram of his name.
He sent me this, and I went, oh my gosh, I could adopt Scott Budman?
You're going to adopt Scott Budman?
Well, I can't because I'm too busy right now with my kids. Yeah. But you could adopt Scott Budman.
In what way? What would I get out of it?
Antioch Animal Services has a dog up for adoption named Scott Budman.
Can I see a picture of Scott Budman?
Named after NBC Bay Area's own Scott Budman.
And obviously, you'd call it Scott Budman every time you call it. Scott Budman! Get over here!
This is what Scott Budman looks like.
He's a good dog, Scott Budman. Oh, I want Scott Budman! Oh, he's so cute. What kind of dog? Just a mutt?
I don't know.
He's mostly sorry. Honestly, he kind of looks like, those?
It says it's a Chihuahua smooth-coated animal type dog.
Yeah, but definitely also, it looks like those little fox terriers or whatever.
2 years
called.
Old. Brought to the shelter, they say.
That's a cute dog.
Oh, it looks like yesterday.
Oh.
So Antioch Animal Services, if you would like to adopt Scott Budman.
I need a second
super
dog.
Cute.
20 pounds of Chihuahua. That's a heavy Chihuahua.
That is a good looking Scott Budman.
I like it.
I mean, I like the way regular Scott Budman looks, but Scott Budman also makes a great looking dog.
Yeah. Scott, you're an adorable dog, Scott Budman.
Antioch Animal Services. Someone go save Scott Budman, please.
Meet Scott Budman, not the Emmy-winning tech reporter, but the four-legged version who sniffs out not only the most important stories, bone shortages, squirrel surveillance, and Dan declining belly rub quotas.
Yes! I didn't even read that stuff.
It's adorable.
That's amazing.
That's a cute dog.
Please go save Scott Budman.
Scott Budman will be saved today. That's when you start looking at any given dog, you're like, oh, that dog. And maybe that dog.
And then you find out it's named Scott Budman.
Yeah. Very white teeth. Beautiful teeth. Nice
That's
teeth.
A great looking dog. Yeah. It's only 2 years old, they say.
Yeah. That's going to be a good dog.
All right.
That's a good dog right there. Oh, you want Scott Budman?
I do. I want to
get Scott Budman.
Please get Scott Budman.
Go get Scott Budman.
Go get
him.
Go get him.
Today,
Antioch.
Antioch. Antioch Animal Services.
I don't know.
Is that the name of their account?
It's really cute, though. I really love this face
Antioch
already.
Animal Services? What are we on Facebook there?
Yeah, Antioch Animal Services on Facebook if you want to.
I love Scott Budman.
And you love dogs with real names.
I do love dogs with real names.
What's Fred's full name?
Frederick P. Chang.
Oh, why Frederick P. Chang?
Because he's Chinese.
Oh, that's right. China. I forgot he's from China.
Yeah.
You're on a roll today. The doorknob, the Chinese dog name.
What's
perfect.
P stand for?
P stands for pee. Because he likes to pee all the time.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
All right, real quick, I got to mention this in the news. This is important. The Picket Fire is burning outside of Calistoga and has prompted evacuation orders.
Uh-oh.
That's right. We haven't had a lot of this, but they're saying it's also going to affect our air quality.
Mm. Well, and it's just been hot.
This weekend. On top of they're not calling it a heat wave, but man, it's been hot.
Yeah.
And it's a little less today, a little less so, but still very hot, and air quality won't be great today thanks to the fire burning up in Napa County. So be careful out there. Okay. I already mentioned that the NFL season begins on September 4th, and just FYI, the college football season starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, everyone. It starts tomorrow.
Go Mountaineers.
Yes, thank you. We're going to go 8-4 this season.
Is that who I should be rooting for?
No.
Who's I root for?
Your boy went to Berkeley.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Go Bears.
You have all the Berkeley clothes.
I do have a lot of Berkeley clothes. He goes to NYU now. No. Does NYU have their own team?
No, but
oh,
come
that's
on.
Too bad. Sorry, go Bears.
Jeez.
Oh, well.
You helped fund that football program by sending
your
kid to school
Berkeley.
There.
You're welcome,
Berkeley. Well, and you could also, you know, how about rooting for him? Sheesh.
Go team.
It is Waffle Day this Sunday. You know how they have those days? National Waffle Day is this Sunday. I'd mention it because, come on, waffles.
In the morning, I make a waffles.
Waffles are just an automatic. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. Waffles.
And I'll take waffles over pancakes because I can make pancakes more easily than I can a waffle.
Even if you have waffle irons and you're going to make waffles, like there is nothing that it requires more cleanup than waffles.
Mm-hmm.
But Eggos. Hello, San Jose.
Yep.
I love Eggos. So So easy. Pop them in the toaster. Next thing you know, you're eating buttery, maple syrupy deliciousness.
I make Edie pancakes on the weekend all the time. But if she said, can I have waffles? I'd say, no.
Oh, you don't have Eggos in the fridge?
No. Well, maybe we do, but I'm saying, you know, I can't make waffles.
Making you waffles.
I don't,
so you don't have, so no
I don't have a press. I don't have none of that. Mm. No. Mm. Nope.
I love mine.
Vacation.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
When you're thinking about, I need to get away.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you call your travel agent and say, Frank, I got a couple bucks burning a hole in my pocket
it's
and I got a week off.
And I've got some time off. I've.
Can you fax me over some ideas?
Fax me over a couple ideas. What am I looking at there for? Flights.
Talk about an industry that just went poof.
Got any pamphlets on that?
There are probably still people who have somebody who puts all that together.
Oh, no. When we went to France, we had a travel agent because we wanted to, because we didn't want to, we didn't know what all to book. So we had a travel agent for that. So I think a lot of people, they're still around, but.
Was their name TripAdvisor?
No. It was just. Yeah, some traveling.
I'm not surprised. I know that our former producer, his name's Spike, his new business is to plan trips.
Oh.
And he puts the trip online. He goes, too.
Oh.
And so people sign up for his trip, whatever it costs. I'm sure he's taking, you know, some kind of payment or it wouldn't be valued worth it. But then he's got everything planned. And so he takes, you come to Ireland with me. And then he takes people to all the places.
Oh.
So that's like a neat sort
of. So he's got it all prepped. It's all mapped out. It's ready to go. He's got room for 12 people.
Right. Exactly right. And then they pay. And then he takes them all the way through the whole trip. So that's out there. But well, this is more about where do you go to get your. So a survey asked people, where do you go to get your travel inspiration? YouTube is number one.
Oh.
Recommendations from family and friends is next, followed by Facebook, travel documentaries, and even regular movies.
Yeah, you see something in a movie and go, oh, I want to go there. They say Game of Thrones is why everyone wants to go to Dubrovnik, Croatia.
Well, wasn't it, and I don't know how to say it, is it Phuket? The place where
let's call it Phuket. Let's go with that.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phuket.
Which is where they filmed The Beach.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That movie had people going, I got to go there.
Right.
And they're like.
Well, The White Lotus was set in Thailand. And John was like, we should go there. Like that's, we should go and stay in one of those places. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Which I actually think that they're filming The White Lotus at Four Seasons locations around the world. Is that true? Or am I just.
No, that sounds right.
It does.
Yes.
So that may actually be, you know, whatever, the Thailand Four Seasons.
Well, I think in some cases it becomes, this is great advertisement for our tourism, but then others are like, well, we're not set up for the amount of
to
people.
To handle the people that are coming
who are now
here.
Showing up on these supposed to be empty beaches.
Right.
With monkeys. Don't touch the monkey. You're touching the monkey. Don't feed the monkey. Don't touch the monkey.
Shock the monkey.
Right. Well, don't shock the monkey.
Don't shock the monkey.
Leave the monkey alone.
By the way, the Four Seasons is now promoting themed partnerships because of the show.
Well, think about what it would be to have your, like, okay, so you say we're going to film at the Four Seasons, they take it over for a couple of months. They pay a premium to the place for that. And then it gets so much advertising. It's on a hit show. So much advertising.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you break it down by generation, boomers avoid social media, so they're not looking for their travel inspiration there. They pay attention to recs from family and friends, travel TV and docs, and travel books, which are still out there. Mm. I guess that's the pamphlet. And everything from the pamphlet all the way up
Discover
to...
Discover Canada.
The biggest inspiration for Gen Z is TikTok.
Oh.
So influencers who are traveling and putting their adventures up on TikTok. They also use a lot of YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and movies.
There was one account, I'm sure I'm still following it, but it's something like something Earth, and they just always have some infinity pool overlooking a lagoon with the mount. I just think, oh, if I was to read the caption on this, I'm sure I'd be like, I gotta go there. But I just keep scrolling, or then I go, eh, I'm done with this.
Gen Z has never seen or read or looked at a travel book.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
What's a travel book?
Gen Z looks at TikTok. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Boomers are all the same about TikTok. What are you talking? No.
Right. Like, no, my friend Nancy was telling me about this trip they took down to Cabo. It sounds great.
They say AI is definitely going to be in use for travel plans in the future. 30% already use AI to compare flight prices.
Mm.
21% say they would trust it to plan a detailed itinerary.
It's funny. The more I use it, the more I'm like, oh, I could use it for that. Oh, I could use it for that. Like my kid has whole conversations with it about, like, you know, whatever he's got going on. He's like, what should I do about this or that? And like, I asked it advice. Incredible.
A fisherman in Florida caught a shark while out fishing.
Okay. I suppose that's one of the fish in the seas.
Sean Muse had to be airlifted to the hospital, though, after he pulls the hook from the shark. This is a lemon shark, they say.
Okay.
It looks big enough. Probably his size.
Okay, 5-6 feet.
You know,
feet.
If he laid down next to it, it would be about his size.
So it's big.
His size and weight. They say that he then, let me find it exactly.
Boy. What did this idiot do?
On the evening of Saturday, August 16th, Sean Muse was on his birthday fishing trip with his friends near an island near Boca Grande, Florida. After catching the fish, he decided he wanted to pose with the lemon shark before releasing it. The old catch and release. Mm-hmm. We've heard of this.
Sure, it works every time.
Different levels of success. In a reel shared on his Facebook page, Muse can be seen holding the top of the shark's mouth when it jerks out of his hands and bites his leg before swimming back into the ocean. He says, we just finished taking the hook out of his mouth and we were gonna release him and the shark just turned and bit me.
Oh, he wasn't like grateful that you took the hook out of its mouth and were about to release him? Huh. That's weird.
You're surprised the shark savaged your leg.
Right.
After you dragged him out of the ocean and wanted to pose with him.
Mm. It was a good looking shark. I mean, I was just trying to get his face out there. Maybe he could go viral.
In the audio recording of a 911 call placed after the incident, another man can be heard saying that Muse was awake, but had a tourniquet around his leg and he's bleeding.
Mm.
He had to be airlifted out of there.
Oh boy.
So it was bad enough that he needed air medical transport.
Did you say he was on a boat or was he standing on the shore?
And in this situation, it looks like he was on the shore.
Okay. A lemon shark.
Mm-hmm.
God, they sound pretty.
Right there at the water's edge, it looks like. But he's pulling the face up like, you're mine, punk. And that shark turned right around and bit him on the leg.
Wow. He is very sharky looking. Frankly, the lemon shark looks like a great white shark. I mean, it has that look. It just looks like a shark.
Yeah.
I was expecting something more lemony, I guess. Oh, yeah. He's holding the face up. Oh, you can see it happen.
Oh, you're watching the video?
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to see it. Oh, and I'm seeing it again. Oh, boy.
Look at you go. Good job.
Yikes.
Yeah, well, sharks.
Right there, I looked up lemon shark, and it was like, there's the video.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
Dumb.
What about it's a shark, don't you get?
Also, it's pitch dark out.
Yeah, there's, well.
I'm surprised.
I don't think there's any real way. I try to read all these different shark things to figure out when it's safe.
Yeah.
To be in the water.
Right.
And you hear all the time, oh, late afternoon, evening sunset is when the sharks are out hunting. But that's not necessarily true. They attack
in
the morning.
The whole time.
That's where they live. That's their thing. Yeah. So I don't think you can really get a handle on, well, if I go at 6 a.m, I'm safe.
Yeah,
they're sleeping.
My best chances
they
are.
They sleep in. They don't have lunch till, you know.
Do they even have eyelids? Aren't they always kind of awake?
Well, they have to keep moving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What happens if they stop moving? They just sink down?
Well, they would have nothing to breathe. They have to move to breathe.
They can't just like you know, wiggle their gills. It has to be going through them.
Yep.
Okay. It's hard to understand. I've tried to get a handle on it, and there's no safe from the sharks, you know, time. I have heard nighttime as well. And we one time went surfing as a group of friends in the middle of the night. It was a huge full moon, and we surfed by moonlight. And as we were all going out, we figured we'll go out and you know, the five or seven of us, and
like
two of us
seals.
Never left the shore. We get out there and look back, and there's two of us going, no.
I recently watched Jaws because we were in Martha's Vineyard where they shot it 50 years ago.
And you rewatched
it. We all sat down, like 25 of us, we sat down in the house and watched Jaws. And, you know, the whole thing where it doesn't attack at night, that's not true. It attacks constantly, all the times, all the different times of day, shallow water, deep water.
Yeah, that's my point is I don't think you have a safe window. It's an odds game.
You do know Jaws wasn't a documentary, right?
Oh, are you sure? It looked so real. It was up out of the water, kind of rubbery. And
it's anti-shark propaganda. Don't believe a word.
It's just a movie.
They were just trying to make money.
Yeah.
That's
off of the back of sharks.
What they do with movies. Yeah. It's like lizards get a bad rap because of Godzilla, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Holes. But you've probably never
Holes.
Seen that.
I feel like I have seen Holes.
Shia LaBeouf, masterpiece.
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, I don't watch stuff that Shia LaBeouf's in.
Godzilla's a lizard?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I mean, isn't it?
Isn't he a dinosaur, maybe?
Like a lizardy dinosaur.
Godzilla is not a lizard. Look at it. Can you say what is Godzilla and see what comes up?
Godzilla is a lizard, according to lizards.net.
Lizards.net. Our AI assistant. Just
no, she, yeah, me. She just, that's not. What does it say? Maddie's
no,
got the final.
No, Godzilla it says, I put in, it's spelled correct, it's a wizard. He's not a wizard, so everybody, if you're worried about
him. Wizard Godzilla.
He's not a wiz. He is definitely not a lizard or a dinosaur. His nature depends on specific incarnation, but he's generally depicted as a giant prehistoric reptile or dinosaur that has been mutated by nuclear radiation.
Reptile or dinosaur? Like, what are they saying? He's definitely not a dinosaur or a lizard, but he's a reptile or a dinosaur. Okay. So, honestly, he's made up.
Well, right. That's so he's not a lizard.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's a lizard.
Listen to this.
We go to... He's more like a dragon, I guess. Fire breathing.
By our house in Santa Cruz on Seabright, there's a little pet store.
Okay.
And they do lizards and snakes and fish. And that's where I went and got the fish tank. William. And then later went and got William the fish.
How's William doing?
So far, so good.
Okay.
So we walk in, me and the missus, and she sees the lady who owns the store or works at the store. And she goes, oh my God, I know you.
Mm. Where do they know each other?
And I look at the missus and I look at and I'm like, what's happening here? And she goes, you were working at the party when your lizard bit you. And she goes, oh. And she says the name of the lizard. Like she. And,
wait,
and,
Christina knew the name of the lizard?
No.
The lady said,
the lady
oh, that
said,
lizard.
Oh, you were there. She goes, I have taken this poisonous lizard to birthday parties for years. And we've always done, you know, these kinds of shows where you can pet snakes and touch a tarantula and all the things, right? And she apparently, there's only like two poisonous lizards brands or types or whatever in the world, and they have one of them. Mm. And so she brings it out and she says, and this animal always just melts right into my arms, except this time it smelt something nearby. And she's like, it was my mistake. I wish I'd, you know, known. I didn't. But it caught a smell and bit her, and they had to go, the show's over, and took her to the ER.
Somebody call 911.
Like right then. And so it was just one of those weird moments where I'm like, how do you know the lady at the lizard store? And that's how.
Yeah. Because you remember that.
From a kid's birthday party.
That's funny.
Weird meeting. And she was like, yeah, I went to the ER and they were like, oh, this is going to be fun. We never see this because who has poisonous lizards?
Right. Is there like a specific antidote? And did the lady know what it was?
I didn't get into, we didn't, you know, I at some point I went, okay, you two, break it up. We got to buy a fish.
Yep.
You know, I'm
this glad. Should really take 12 minutes total, start to finish.
Right.
And 11 of those should be you trying to fish it out of the tank.
Right. So anyway, I don't know all the answers to the questions, but weird lizards.
Oh, yeah.
And lizards. Godzilla's not one. You're welcome. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I will have to agree to disagree on that. We have a death and, of course, more Taylor.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.